103.
For a family of five in Lusaka rises above 12,000 kwacha. In African news, a South African government's new plan to tackle anti-immigrant settlement. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka has risen to 12,160 kwacha point 54 ngwe in May 2026, up from 11,272 kwacha 85 ngwe recorded during the same period last year. According to the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, the increase of 887 kwacha 67 ngwe reflects the growing financial pressure facing many households. JCTR Communications and Digital Engagement Officer Bernard Mwara says the rise was largely driven by higher costs of essential non-food items, particularly charcoal, as well as increases in the prices of beans, beef and tomatoes. Mr. Mwaba says despite a slight reduction in the overall cost of food items during May, the continued rise in other essential commodities is making it increasingly difficult for families to meet their basic needs. He has since called for a people-centered approach to national planning and budgeting to help address the cost of living challenges affecting ordinary citizens.
This rise was mainly driven by a sharp increase in the price of charcoal, which went up from 725 kwacha to 870 kwacha per 90 kg bag. In the essential food component of the basket, the cost of beans rose from 61 kwacha 19 ngwe to 70 kwacha per kilogram. Beef increased from 115 kwacha 82 ngwe to 119 kwacha 28 ngwe per kilogram, and tomatoes rose from 14 kwacha to 15 kwacha per kilogram. The cost of some food items marginally decreased, for example, kapenta from 495 kwacha 91 ngwe to 434 kwacha 56 ngwe per kilogram. Soya pieces from 87 kwacha to 83 kwacha per kilogram, and 2.5 liters of cooking oil from 134 kwacha 21 ngwe to 126 kwacha.
Residents of Kitwe have reflected on the legacy of Zambia's sixth Republican President Edgar Lungu 1 year after his death, remembering him for infrastructure development and youth empowerment. The residents say the Mr. Lungu created opportunities for young people and championed the interests of small-scale farmers, particularly those operating at the Black Mountain in Kitwe. They noted that many youths, especially in Buza Kile Township, are currently facing unemployment challenges, which they say has contributed to increased cases of illicit behaviors. The residents also described the former head of state as a peaceful leader who promoted humanism during his tenure. However, they expressed concern over the ongoing dispute between the government and Mr. Lungu's family regarding his burial arrangements, saying the matter should be resolved to bring closure. Mr. Lungu died in South Africa on June 5, 2025, and court proceedings over the repatriation of his remains are continuing.
He was the advocate of humanism. Humanism means we, the people, we have to organize ourselves and centralize ourselves and do what's right.
No, but what can you say about it? No, but what can you say about it? No, but what can
Nalolo Town Council has awarded a 2.3 million kwacha contract to Kuunda General Dealers for the construction of an abattoir aimed at boosting local revenue generation. According to Nalolo Town Council Public Relations Officer Bettison Kandimba, the project is being funded through a World Bank grant under the Zambia Devolution Support Program. Mr. Kandimba says the contractor has already moved on site following the signing of the contract in May, with completion expected within 6 months. He adds that the project will create about 20 jobs during construction and is expected to stimulate economic activity, create employment opportunities, and improve service delivery in Nalolo District once completed.
The project, funded through a grant from the World Bank under the Zambia Devolution Support Program, will be implemented at 2,376,019 kwacha. The local authority signed the contract on May 11, 2026, and the site has since been handed over to the contractor, who has already mobilized on site, and work is scheduled for completion within 6 months. During the construction period, about 20 employment opportunities for the local people will be created. Nalolo Town Council acquired about 3 hectares of land in Induna Ikabondo's area under Chief Machapa in Nastoya village in Mukukutu for the abattoir project. Once completed, the project will help spur social and economic activities, contribute to job creation, and improve service delivery in the district.
The Zambian Governance Foundation, ZGF, has launched Zambia's first ever entrepreneurship train aimed at taking entrepreneurship, innovation, and business opportunities closer to communities across the country. Speaking at the launch at ZGF, Head of Programs Elizabeth Mfune Mbukwanu said the initiative is designed to empower young people through entrepreneurship training, mentorship, and access to markets. Ms. Mbukwanu said unlike traditional programs that focus mainly on job creation, the entrepreneurship train promotes opportunity creation by equipping citizens with skills to start and grow businesses. The program will bring together 50 young entrepreneurs for a unique learning journey from Lusaka to Livingstone, focused on entrepreneurship, innovation, business development, and leadership.
As we all know, Zambia is a very young economy. Every year, thousands of young people enter the labor market with hopes, aspirations, and talents, yet many struggle to find meaningful economic opportunities. Traditional approaches have often focused on preparing people for jobs that do not exist in sufficient numbers.